From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. More than 2 months after Superstorm Sandy devastated parts of the Northeast, the Senate has passed a $9.7 billion bill providing aid to storm victims. The bill cleared the House earlier today. New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says there's no question that the passage of the measure was long overdue.
We really had no choice but to pass this provision because the federal government is obligated to reimburse when people have floods, if they paid in their flood insurance. So while this bill is important, it's something that we were almost obligated to do. And we should not have parades down the street because this bill has passed.
A vote on another $51 billion in recovery aid is expected later this month. The Food and Drug Administration is releasing a set of proposed regulations today for farms that grow fruits and vegetables, as well as food processors. As NPR's Dan Charles reports, the regulations have been in the works for 2 years.
In 2010, Congress passed the Food Safety Modernization Act. It gave the FDA more power to regulate operations at large vegetable farms, such as the farm in Colorado that sold contaminated cantaloupes in 2011. 33 people died from eating them. The new draft regulations call for practices that many private companies are doing already. They try to block every possible way that harmful bacteria might get on fresh food, from stray animals leaving droppings in fields to farm workers not washing their hands. Congress exempted the smallest farms from these regulations, but many small farmers still worry that they will in fact have to follow them, raising their costs. Farmers and consumers now have 4 months to study the rules and propose changes. Dan Charles, NPR News.
Stocks opened slightly higher following this morning's jobs report. It shows the pace of hiring eased slightly in December, while the unemployment rate held steady at 7.8%. NPR's Dave Mattingly has more.
Despite uncertainty about the fiscal cliff, employers added 155,000 jobs in December. The Labor Department says construction added 30,000, the most in 15 months, much of that gain tied to rebuilding in the Northeast after Hurricane Sandy. Economist Hugh Johnson.
You can say these are good numbers. We did add 1.8 million jobs in the year. I suppose that's good news. But at the same time, when you compare it to other recoveries in the post-war period, it's not particularly strong.
The job gains for 2012 roughly equaled those seen in 2011. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 23 points at 13,415. The Nasdaq Composite up 2 points at 3103. The S&P 500 up 5 at 1464. This is NPR. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez remains hospitalized in Cuba after complications following a fourth cancer surgery last month. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports the president's condition is raising questions over whether he'll be able to return to office.
The president is now suffering from respiratory deficiency, as Venezuela's Minister of Information put it in a statement. But there's little more information about the 58-year-old populist. Chavez hasn't been seen since his December 11th operation in Havana. Before leaving, he anointed a successor, his vice president, to take over should he die or become unable to resume as president. In October, Chavez won re-election, but with his delicate condition, many in Venezuela question whether he will be back home to be sworn in on Thursday. Opposition leaders have been calling for more information about Chavez's health, which has been a state secret. The government has shot back, accusing its opponents of psychological warfare. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
A 15-year-old Pakistani girl shot in the head by the Taliban for promoting girls' education has been released from a British hospital. Shaista Gohir of the Muslim Women's Network says the story of Malala Yousafzai is a valuable teaching tool for girls, no matter their faith or nationality.
She was speaking out for her rights in a context where she probably knew that she could be subjected to violence, and obviously her family supported her throughout, and she's an inspiration to women and girls across the world.
Malala will live with her family in the UK while she continues to receive treatment. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.